Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Hello, Sullivan, content creator with Today FM, is with me to tell us about all of the reasons to be happy this week. How are you?
I'm great. Happy out.
Yeah, I heard you talking in the office today. I know you are really happy this week because you're very much looking forward to this.
Nelly Furtado, Andrea.
Love it.
She is headlining.
Absolutely,
yeah, it's
love
such
it.
A banger. And
yeah.
She has a good few, like...
We just played I'm Like a Bird.
Yeah,
is that actually the name of it?
Yeah, Like a Bird. And she has Promiscuous. She has Say It Right. There's a good few in there. Yeah. Like, she's headlining.
She's real naughty sort of a...
Yeah, and yeah, she, you know, she's 45 deal. And she looks phenomenal. She looks unbelievable. I've seen pictures.
I haven't heard her gigging or like doing any concerts.
Yeah, well,
like,
she's
all.
Actually, I think she's doing a good few this summer. And
right.
The first of which being Forbidden Fruit.
This is the first festival
yes.
this year.
So it's the first festival in kind of Ireland, the first big one
yeah.
To kick off the summer of festivals in Ireland. And Forbidden Fruit, she's headlining it. It's at Royal Kilmainham Hospital, or Royal Hospital Kilmainham here in Dublin City. The likes of Bicep, Groove Armada, do you know, I See You Baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're headlining Saturday. I wasn't going to finish that.
Yeah, yeah, well. Go on.
But Barry Can't Swim, Gemma Dunleavy, great Irish artists, all playing this weekend.
Deadly.
And like, it's just... I don't know about you, but I love going to a festival. Like, I'm looking forward to a good few of them over this summer.
Yeah, it's funny. I wouldn't describe myself as a major festival goer, and yet I go to at least two every year. Yeah,
and you know, it's kind of the like it does like bring a good vibe about the place.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be a good buzz around town on Saturday, people heading in. And I don't know, the weather, like, I know we talk about the weather all the time here, making us happy, but it's meant to be a bit of a scorcher coming this weekend.
Oh,
we're looking
nice.
At kind of
yeah.
in the range of, I think 22 is the highest we're going to see over the weekend. Highest here in Dublin
Brilliant.
Is maybe 19, 20 on Sunday. So when Nelly Furtado is main stage at Forbidden Fruit, I am going to be lapping it up. Sun cream on, sunny's
Why
down.
Why not?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to be unbelievable. Great reason to be happy.
Sessions, Glastonbury and Electric Picnic.
Oh, well, sure then. What do
I'm
you
flat
mean
out.
Not a festival going here? Flat out. Fucking back the bellies.
Tell us about Paul Mescal and Daisy Edgar-Jones.
So, Paul Mescal and Daisy Edgar-Jones of Normal People fame on the likes of BBC Three and Hulu. Sally Rooney's best-selling novel. So, they posted yesterday on Daisy Edgar-Jones' Instagram account. Paul Mescal doesn't necessarily have social media, but they wrote, "We've got some news to share and watch this space and a little love heart." So, fans ultimately jumped on this being like, there's so much speculation about what's going on
yeah,
here.
Like,
and
some of us
they have great kind of on-screen chemistry, but they're best friends off-screen. Like, I've seen them on The Graham Norton Show. I've seen them doing loads of different bits. And it would be great to see them kind of back doing something together.
What do people suspect they're
so,
doing?
I don't know if you've seen, but Knives Out was a movie that came out on Netflix there maybe 2 years ago. And it did really well. Like, it did so well that it got a sequel straight away, kind of booked, and now the third one has been announced. So the third one is Knives Out, Wake Up Dead Man. It's a bit like Cluedo, whodunit. Someone dies at the start, there's 10 people in the house and they have to figure it out.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig being the lead actor. But Andrew Scott, Ireland's kind of biggest export at the moment, doing huge stuff with all of Strangers, and Paul Mescal's co-star has been announced as one of the leads in this new movie, Wake Up Dead Man. And people are speculating that Daisy Edgar-Jones and Paul Mescal could make up some of the actors and actresses in this kind of film. There's also been a little bit of speculation that they could be announcing that they're dating in real life, but I don't see that really.
Well, if they do, and if this is how they announce it, with the headline, "We've got some news to share."
We've really gone total millennial
yeah,
and Gen
absolutely.
Z, haven't we?
I expect more from Paul Mescal.
Me too. A good Kildare man.
Breakfast rolls are back on the menu.
I know, Andrea. Look, like...
Not a fan, though.
I was giving out about chicken rolls a few weeks ago.
I don't mind chicken rolls, but I'm not a fan of a breakfast roll.
It depends. You can't have too much butter. You can't have too much ketchup. It has to be the right amount. And looking at this Entra on Bolton Street... All breakfast rolls are €3. Now, in the small print, it does say three items. So you're getting an item. So maybe the likes of rasher sausage. And I throw in a bit of pudding there, butter and ketchup, and you're sorted. There's no need for throwing in beans and eggs. And
stop.
Like,
not a big fan of a fry.
I'm a huge fan of fry.
Still popular breakfast rolls, do you think?
I don't know so much about breakfast rolls, but the fry is definitely still up there. Like, people love a fry.
Like an all-day fry
like,
that you used
yeah,
to see years ago.
I love Brinner, breakfast for dinner. I love having a few sausages, bacon, rashers, or beans, waffles.
We had one of our most controversial debates on this programme. It tells you about all the really serious things we sometimes talk about in the last 4 years. Yeah, the difference between an Irish fry, an Ulster fry, and an English fry. I will never forget it.
See, I can get on board with this because, like, English fries a lot of the time would have, like, brown sauce, whereas we'd go for ketchup.
Beans?
Yeah, absolutely. I know people can, like, shy away from them.
What about the potato farl versus the hash brown?
See, I like a potato farl, but I don't think it beats a hash brown. Like, a hash brown, the grease, you need everything. But I wouldn't stick it in a roll. I think Bolton Street, if you're looking for a breakfast roll, it's £3. Sorry, Jeff, for the breakfast for the whole day.
Controversially, I like a vegetarian fry with bacon.
Oh, okay.
Fathom that. But anyway, there
we'll
you go.
We'll have to try it out.
Chris Martin.
So, Andrea, this is just like each week I kind of have one that I'm like, this is my reason to be happy for the week. And Chris Martin, what a man. I love him anyway. But he was headlining BBC's Big Weekend, Radio 1's Big Weekend. And Sandra Glenn, who was she was attending the festival, but she's 64 and has osteoarthritis and what she describes as a dodgy right hip.
Right.
So she's walking in along to the festival and she had to lean up against a pole just because she was in so much pain walking. Car pulls up and rolls down the window and says, "Get in, I'll give you a lift inside." It was Chris Martin.
Amazing. I saw the pictures of this online already.
She's actually only going to this festival, like the 64-year-old, to see Coldplay in her hometown of Luton. And it was just so lovely. She got into the car and he said, "I can bring you anywhere you want." Brought her straight to the Artists Arena, got her a golf buggy to the disability access and got her kind of close enough to the stage for this.
That's a great story.
And like she just said, "Chris, I only wanted to be here to see you. Like that's the only reason." And he pulls up. But another aspect of this story is she asked him about what is the BBC Three Counties radio campaign to change Coldplay's song Yellow to orange, because Luton Town FC, the soccer club, are rivals with Watford, who wear yellow jerseys. Luton wear orange. So she was kind of like, "Well, what's the story? Are you going to sing Yellow but say orange?" And he said, no, "I have a big surprise in store." So they actually did a new song called Orange. Take a listen. "We didn't win all our matches. We didn't win the cup. But when you get knocked down in Luton, you always get back up. So you could come in singing yellow. That's all right with me. I prefer a warmer colour, spelled O-R-A-N-G-E." O-R-A-N-G-E. Like, it's just brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, new song.
Like, it was just, I suppose,
rejigged
it's in Luton. And like so many people who wouldn't necessarily get to go to a festival were there supporting Luton Town, who unfortunately got knocked out of the Premier League this year. But they just wanted, I suppose, that little bit of positivity and a reason to be happy. So Coldplay's song Orange, or O-R-A-N-G-E, is doing very well in Luton.
I know this, just on a final story, this is this song has been voted the top number one song to wake up to in the morning.
Would wake me up. It might put me to sleep.
Never pick this as my number one wake up song.
But I think this topic, or this article, this study done by DFS, the furniture retail, they analysed Spotify's playlist with keywords such as wake up, rise, and sunshine. And this was number one. Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles was number two. Harry Styles' As It Was is in there as well, along with Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. It kind of all, As It Was, maybe has a little bit of energy behind it. But when I wake up in the morning, I kind of need that little bit of oomph, maybe a bit of bicep or headline.
Yeah.
Forbidden Fruit.
Miley Cyrus, Flowers as well was in the mix, wasn't
yeah,
it?
But
none of those are songs I'd pick.
No, I think.
Do you wake up to music?
Not necessarily. I think I wake up to kind of the radio, but like if I had to wake up to music, I'd generally be putting on something with a bit more oomph. So I think like, it does make me happy, music in the mornings. I think like even at a low tempo or a low volume, but like
I have the Spotify set to come on to actually breakfast in the morning.
New show breakfast.
Yeah.
Well, look.
Nothing
not
like a good row to wake you
to
up.
To wake you up in the morning. Well, Corinne Bailey Ray, Put Your Records On, is waking the nation.
Listen, loads to be happy about this week. Carl O'Sullivan there, content creator with Today FM.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.